Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, Bark Radio listeners, we're in for a very pleasant visit with a very nice lady today, Miss Ann Price from Richmond, Virginia. Welcome, Ann, to Bark Radio.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. This is exciting.
Well, we're glad you could join us. I know we had a little trouble getting on the schedule, but I think we've got it figured out now.
Okay.
So, Ann, I know you one way, but that's, we'll talk about that a little bit later because, well, I will mention it briefly. Ann is a Delta Society instructor and evaluator, and that's for therapy dogs. And it just so happens that Ann is the person who tested me and my Murphy when we got registered with Delta Society. So just a little, you know, pause up for you on that, Ann.
Not only tested, but passed you. Not only tested, but passed you. You all are a good team.
So, more importantly, maybe.
And, you know, it was because of Murphy. I mean, I could send him in alone, you know?
Oh, don't say that.
Terry, tell the folks why Ann is really here today.
Well, Ann has a really cool product called Puppy Bumpers. And we met at the Richmond SPCA, and we were talking a little bit about this, and I thought, well, this is going to be a cool episode. So, Ann, tell us a little bit about Puppy Bumpers and what they are and how you got started doing this.
Well, Puppy Bumpers are stuffed collars that go on dogs to keep them from fitting between rails on balconies and fences. And the reason I got into it for my own little dog, my Maltese, was getting through a baby gate. And I had tried taping styrofoam between the bars and all the different things people do to keep their dogs in fences. And one day I had her in a swim vest, and I noticed she couldn't get out the wrought iron fence at my friend's house. And I realized she just needed something fat around her neck. So I started fiddling with it and came up with just this stuffed collar that attaches to the regular collar, and it works like a charm.
That's brilliant in its simplicity, and it's how things get invented, you know? You have a need, and you come up with an answer.
Well, it just seems sillily stupid. I mean, it's just so simple. But when we first started making them, people wanted them, other people with small dogs, and so we decided we would make a website so that people could buy them. But then we didn't know how to get people to the website. So we went to Dog Fancy magazine and took out an ad, and they picked it as a product of the year. At that time, I was still making them in my kitchen, so
wow.
We were horrified. But it has taken off from there. So.
Well, that's awesome. Now, this is distributed nationwide, if I remember our conversation correctly.
Yes. It is. It's in several national catalogs, and there are distributors and online boutiques and regular brick-and-mortar boutiques all over the country selling them now.
Awesome.
So we're supplying all of them.
And I assume you're not making them in your kitchen anymore.
No. No, we do make custom orders here, but we have people we started with having people with disabilities in Virginia were making them initially, and they actually got too busy for us. So then we've got another factory in Arizona and some cottage industry, some women who are sewing them in their homes, actually, and then a place in Arizona that's making them. At this point, we have several facilities making them and having a hard time keeping up with the demand.
Well,
wow.
That's a good thing, though. It's good to be popular.
It is. It's been exciting, and I really wasn't looking for a job, and I didn't know I didn't know anything about manufacturing or distributing or any of this. So every step of the way, it's been sort of like, don't look down, because it's
right.
too scary to know what it is I'm doing. But so far, so good.
When did this all start, Ann?
Well, it actually started 2.5 years ago, and we applied and got our patent just about exactly 2 years ago. So I think it was in April 2 years ago. And then since then, we have gotten the name Puppy Bumpers as a registered trademark, which is pretty exciting. Initially, they didn't think we could get it because it's just two words that people use all the time. But with the national exposure and the, you know, the internet has gone wild with it, then when we applied for it, we actually got Puppy Bumpers as our registered trademark. So that just happened this year. And we also just introduced waterproof puppy bumpers because this year, with all the snow and rain for everybody, we had a lot of people asking for something that was water resistant. So we just introduced our rainy day water, rainy day puppy bumpers that people are going crazy for. So it's always a little bit of a twist to it.
That's so cool. And that it has really grown very quickly. You've only been about this really for a couple of years. So it is, it, obviously there was a big fat need for it and you filled it.
Well, there are a lot of places that won't allow people to have anything but a regular wrought iron fence. And typically those slats are 3.5 to 4 inches apart. And of course a tiny Maltese or Yorkshire Terrier or any of the, even like a, Italian Greyhound can slip right through those rails without even realizing it's supposed to keep them in. So
it's just, it's so great for, like you said, so many places have rules about fences. So that's just a fabulous response to that need.
Of course, yeah. You've also got the balcony people, you know.
Yeah, high rises. I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
they were buying those things up like hotcakes, I would imagine.
Well, Florida is really one of the biggest customer areas, and Texas, for some reason, has a lot of communities with the homeowners associations that won't allow anything but the wrought iron fences. So those have really been hotbeds. But all across the country, Arizona, Nevada, Montana, people just say they've got a place in their fence their dog can get out. So we've had to make bigger ones than we thought. And had to go to tougher materials for the bigger dogs because the light material we were using for the small dogs won't hold up for the bigger dogs. So we have a whole array of textures and sizes to pick from.
So you do. So you do make them for the big kids.
Oh, yeah. Especially
cool.
Like lab puppies. Mm-hmm. People want them for lab puppies, and those really have to be made out of something really sturdy. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm real familiar with lab puppies.
If we make that for the little ones, it's too heavy with that heavy material and would actually tip them forward. So they are stuffed with polyester fiberfill, so in general they're extremely light. But, you know, you do want them to be washable, which they are, and, you know, you want them to hold up and you don't want them to tip your little bitty. So, you know, everybody's got a different one, different need, and we try to take care of everybody.
So, I'm delighted, Anne, to know that that the bigger kids can have puppy bumpers as well. And I love the idea for large breed dogs when they are babies, because the fence that's going to be fine for that lab or that shepherd or whatever when they're grown-ups will be, they'll be able to get out of when they're puppies. So that's just brilliant.
Exactly. Well, I had no idea who would want them and what they would need them for, so we really sort of had to react to what the requests have been. So it's really been interesting because we thought it would be completely condos and balconies and high rises, and really it's just people with bad fences or, you know, determined dogs.
Fences, yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
I could see that work really well, keeping them from digging under a fence.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
I understand that there's a local trainer who uses one on her Jack Russell to keep him from digging.
Or going
right?
down the rat holes.
Oh, yeah, seriously.
Exactly.
All right. Jack Russell owners out there, listen to this, man. You might want to order a puppy bumper right away.
We've also had people put them on their dogs to keep them out of the covered litter boxes. So
brilliant. I
There's
love
that.
It. Boy, I bet that frustrates a dog or two.
It's also funny to see what people have come up with on their own. There was one man who had attached different colored wiffle balls to his dog's collar with paper clips. And he sent me a picture of it. It was hysterical. The poor dog looked horrified, but basically it was doing the same thing, but probably not terribly safe with all those paper clips.
And not terribly efficient. Your puppy bumpers are way more efficient. That's a hoot.
Well, we've been lucky with it, and really, you know, it's been fun and interesting.
So tell us, Anne, where can folks find you on the web?
We are at puppybumpers.com. And we've got all our products there. Hopefully we'll be in a boutique near anybody soon, so ask and see if they're there. But we do have a list of our retailers online.
Excellent.
We're getting more retailers every day, though.
Congratulations. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
That's excellent. Did you guys want to talk about Delta anymore?
Well, I think I'd like to just for a moment, Anne, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Could you, in brief, for anyone who doesn't know what Delta Society is, just tell them what it is and why it's such a great organization and why they should get their dogs tested through Delta Society.
Well, Delta Society is a certifying agency. It's national, and it certifies therapy dogs. It sets standards for what therapy dogs should be. And, of course, therapy dogs are not service dogs. These are dogs that go and visit patients in hospitals and nursing homes, read programs where children get to read to dogs, things like that. They're not leading the blind or anything. So these are people's pets who are suitable to go visit in these areas. And the Delta Society sets the standard. I'm one of the people who does the evaluation of the team, because really what we look at is what they say is both ends of the leash. So we're looking at the human end of the leash and the canine end of the leash, and they have to be working together, and either one can be suitable and the other one not and not pass. But basically we're looking for teams that are predictable and calm and friendly and, you know, would be good to go out in the public in all different situations. And the Delta Society promotes all kinds of therapy with dogs, and they offer insurance for the people who are participating, who are covered under their agency, who pass the evaluation and join Delta Society. So, for instance, MCV uses Delta certified dogs down there to visit with their Dogs on Call program. The SPCA uses Delta to certify their dogs for Paws for Health. All of the local groups in this area will accept Delta Society. It's probably the highest standard for therapy dogs. So, for instance, my dogs can go into ICU. We do pediatric ICU all the time. And so it's a fairly strict standard.
And I like that, and I like the standards that Delta has, because not all organizations really look at both ends of the leash. And it is a team effort. And I really love Delta Society for that. And you feel like you've accomplished something if you pass the test, because it's pretty rigorous.
It is very rigorous. Of course, you did a great job with your dog, and, you know, you all are a wonderful team. We do run into a lot of people who just don't understand how demanding a job working with a therapy dog can be.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they come in unprepared. But people who have taken some manners classes with their dog, who maybe the dog has a friendly personality and, you know, has a natural ability, wants to meet people, that's a good dog for therapy work. Some people bring in a shy dog, and that's not as good for therapy work. So,
now the folks can find Delta Society for more information online. Is it deltasociety.com or .org?
.org, deltasociety.org. And it's got lots and lots of really good information and contact information for all areas, where to find an evaluator, an instructor in every state. So,
excellent. So, folks, you know, if you're thinking about therapy dog work, check into Delta Society. It really is, I think, the best organization out there. testing dogs and registering dogs for therapy. Anne, thank you so much for all you do in the therapy dog community.
Well, thank you.
Really appreciate it.
We love it. We really love it. So.
Well, thanks for joining us today, and good luck with Puppy Bumpers.
Well, thank you, Terry. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks, Anne. Bye-bye.
Bye, Dee.